McDavid charging down the ice. He's got a step. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty. And Connor McDavid on fire early.
And Mike Smith is going to go. As center ice. Talbot and Smith. Moving on both sides of this Battle of Alberta. This is unbelievable.
This 1 year, 1.5 year here, getting me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it. But there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste. And we've had it 4 out of 5 years here. So, you know, we need to be better.
Well, hello. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Tuesday, April 20th. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. You can find me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Today's episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. Right, guys, what a game yesterday. That was probably the best game to date we've seen in the North Division involving the Edmonton Oilers. That was as fun as it gets. Physical, there's emotion, there's some greasiness. We saw a couple of injuries. We saw it all. Of course, we saw McDavid magic. We saw Jesse Puljujarvi get in on the action. And how about Ethan Bear, man? Holy smokes, what a game for that young man. But we'll get right to it. Let's recap that game. A 4-1 win for the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah!
It's just one of those games, man. It was absolutely fantastic, man. It was playoff atmosphere. And I know today on the morning show, we were talking about is that the most jacked up Oilers fans have been since the David Desharnais goal in game 5 against the San Jose Sharks in overtime back a couple of years ago when the Oilers were in the playoffs and went into the second round, because that's what it felt like. I wasn't at the arena. I watched the first periods at home, then went into the studio for the third, and man, it was hard not to be jacked up for that game. You had everything. You saw JJ Kyra get kind of dazed and confused there on a solid hit, absolutely solid hit by Alexander Romanov. He left the game early on. He only played 1 minute. That made Dave Tippett shuffle his line, separate the dynamic duo of Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. And I enjoyed that line of Archibald, Jesse Puljujarvi, and Connor McDavid. I thought they did some great stuff and everybody chipped in. And then you saw Chase on, at first it was called the goal, but then it was called back on interference. He kind of skates by him and a bit of a headshot there by Alex Chase on. I'm not saying it was intent. It was a little bit greasy maybe, but Carey Price did finish the period, but would not return as Jake Allen would take over in the second. And also keep in mind that he did take a puck off the forehead as well, so it can be a combination there. So we'll see the status of Carey Price going forward. But nothing doing in the first. A lot of big hits. You saw Leon take it to Corey Perry. You saw Danault with a greasy hit on Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid comes back with a nice check. Both teams just going at it. You saw Zach Cassian engaged, but nothing doing in the first period. You go on to the second, 6:46 in. Erik Staal on a nice feed from Corey Perry. I mean, these two old guys sticking into the Oilers still. Goes off the skate, though. So, it was one of those games where you're kind of like, oh, no, is this what's going to undo the Oilers here once again? You go into the third period, the Oilers creating a lot. Remember that 2-0 in the second period as well? Holy smokes. That was, at the time, it wasn't funny, but it was one of those things where you're kind of like, oh, this is one of those games where Oilers are playing excellent. It's a fun game, but they're just not going to be able to find a way to win that one. But that 2-0, yeah, it was just unfortunate. Kind of puck bounces on Connor McDavid. He's not able to even get a shot off. But at that point, an Oilers fan, you must have been thinking, uh-oh, is this one of those games? And then you move on to the third period. Like I said, the first 10 minutes, exciting back and forth hockey. And just before Ethan Bear would tie it up, you saw about three chances there. They missed wide on one. Jake Allen made some good saves, but then McDavid finds Ethan Bear. And it was a tie game. Ethan Bear, man, he played phenomenal. I thought he was, if not their best player, one of their best players last night. He had the goal. He was a plus three. He played 20.09. He got moved up to play with Darnell Nurse there in the third period. So Ethan Bear finding his game. That was Ethan Bear we saw last season. So it was absolutely fantastic to see. He ties the game. You saw the emotion when they were hugging it out. I absolutely love that. And then at 15-11, Connor McDavid takes over. Once again, McDavid magic as he goes through Edmondson Petrie and goes top cheddar on Jake Allen. And you know, the Montreal Canadiens were,
he's a freak. He's a fast killer. He's the best killer.
Yeah, I was. This guy's just amazing. It's 24th of the season, unassisted, and he gave the Oilers 2-1 lead. You saw Jesse in there as well celebrating. He's probably happier than Connor McDavid. It was funny. Connor was asked that after the game, and he said, yeah, Jesse's enthusiasm is sure rubbing off on the players. Jesse Puljujarvi, 2 minutes later, would make it 3-1. McDavid finds him on the breakaway. Jesse Puljujarvi with his 11th. And yeah, and that's all she wrote. Devin Shore would score into the empty net at 18-21. 4-1 win for the Edmonton Oilers. For me, the best game so far this season of the Edmonton Oilers. It had everything. And I love the physicality. It was a playoff game. Imagine if the fans were there, man. Just imagine for 1 second. That would have been absolutely amazing. So kudos to the Edmonton Oilers to sticking with the game plan. They were down a player. They had to kind of juggle their lines. They juggled their decor as Nurse went with Bear. Caleb Jones with Larson as both young guys were playing excellent together, and then excellent with the two vets on the team. So we'll see what happens going. And I'm telling you this, from working on the morning show with Nielsen today, the fans were jacked up. We even took calls. Everybody's feeling good. And hey, the Oilers sit third in the North Division, 56 points, one back of the Winnipeg Jets with one game in hand. And now they're only five back of the Toronto Maple Leafs, nine up on the Montreal Canadiens. The Edmonton Oilers, ladies and gentlemen, are going to the playoffs. All right? Unless there's a miraculous fall here from the Edmonton Oilers and surge by, the Flames. Montreal Flames are done. They lost 4-2 to Ottawa again. What is that? Their sixth loss to the Ottawa Senators, and everybody was complaining about the Oilers beating them nine straight times? Give me a damn break. But the Oilers will be heading to the playoffs now. Are they going to get home ice? Who will they be facing? It looks more and more every day like it's going to be the Winnipeg Jets, and that's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal series. So, yeah, I'm confident Oilers are going. I mean, look at the point totals. They're not being caught by, Montreal maybe, but I highly doubt it. Calgary, Vancouver, no. So the Edmonton Oilers with a big 4-1 win, back at it tomorrow as they get set take on the Montreal Canadiens once again. Expect a feisty, feisty team as they've lost two straight games now, an ugly one to Ottawa. Montreal's going to come in a little feisty. All right, guys, second segment, we will hear from Dave Tippett. We'll get some updates on Nuge, JJ Kyra. We'll get to some news from around the NHL. And then in the third segment, man, a few words, but he's become quite the player for the Edmonton Oilers, Kyler Yamamoto, and we'll get to who's sizzling, who's fizzling, game cliche, and all that fun stuff. Let me know on Twitter at HernandoMan and at Locked On Oilers. How are you feeling, Oilers fans? Are you at that... Are you feeling as good as you did when David Desharnais scored? Are you still cautiously optimistic, or are you still being a negative Nelly? Let me know on Twitter at HernandoMan. What is the excitement level for your Edmonton Oilers? All right, guys, coming up next, it is Dave Tippett. You're listening to Locked On Oilers Podcast with Hernan Salas. Hey, and make sure to check out Locker Room. You want a live audio-only sports talk platform? You want to talk to me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time? Locker Room is a free audio-only only social media platform for sports fans. Perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to all the breaking news. Make sure to come with your spiciest takes. All you need to do is download the Locker Room app, free in the iOS App Store. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and my personal favorite, carrot cake. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high in protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, just ahead of Dave Tippett, we'll get some updates on a few of the players and his thoughts on the game as well. But let's get to some news from around the NHL. Carey Price sidelined 1 week with a concussion. Again, could be due to the chase on their little skate by, and also the puck to the head that he took as well. Not much else going on when it comes to that. Congratulations once again on Patrick Marleau, the new record holder for the most games played in NHL history, passing the great Gordie Howe. And this one also, Roberto Luongo was named Team Canada's general manager for the upcoming WIHF World Championships in Latvia. Games today, it's a busy one. There's 8 games on tap. The only one in the North Division has Vancouver home to the Toronto Maple Leafs. Maybe sprinkle a little money on that. I can't see Toronto losing that one. Elsewhere, Buffalo is home to Taylor Hall and the Boston Bruins. The New York Rangers are on the road to take on the New York Islanders. Another big matchup is the Canes and Lightning meet from Tampa Bay. Struggling Blue Jackets are on the road to take on the Florida Panthers. It's the Penguins hosting the New Jersey Devils. Red Wings and Stars meet in Dallas, and the LA Kings host the Anaheim Ducks. Your Edmonton Oilers back at it tomorrow. 8 o'clock puck drop from Rogers Place. And of course, the news from around, mostly in the U.S., a former mini police officer, Derek Chauvin, was found guilty of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter by a jury earlier today in the death of George Floyd. There's tons of reaction coming from all over the world, the sports world, and it's an important story. It's on TSN as well on their front page. So just if you hadn't heard, that's the big news in North America today and also around the world. So I thought I'd make mention of it on the podcast. All right, guys, let's get to Dave Tippett. Like I said, as he met with the media earlier today. And let's kick it off with an update on Jujhar Khaira, who left yesterday's game. He only played about a minute and then took a hard hit from Alexander Romanov. But here's Dave Tippett on Jujhar Khaira.
Yeah, I talked to him for a while today. He's feeling good. He's feeling fine today. But they're gonna do a few tests on him here the next few days, and we'll see where it goes. So he says it's funny, you know, he got hit and just was stunned a little bit, but then today he feels absolutely normal. So they're gonna do some tests and make sure everything's all right.
Well, that's good news that he's feeling normal. He's feeling good today. It was tough to watch that play yesterday. See him all wobbly out there, and Ethan Bear had to kind of come to the rescue there so he didn't fall. And let's see what happens here with JJ Khaira. Hopefully he's not all too long, because he's become one hell of a player for this team, and you want to see him continue that success this year. One player that's been out, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, a guy that's dearly missed on this team as well. Here's an update on RNH.
Nuge skated today. He had a hard practice today, and we'll see in the morning and see if he gets cleared by the doctors. If he does, he's got a chance to play tomorrow night.
Some more good news for the Edmonton Oilers. RNH is close. There was an optional practice today, and RNH was on the ice. And like you heard there, they'll find out tomorrow. And if he's given the green light, he is good to go. How about on last night's game? Dave Tippett was asked on the excitement and emotion he saw from his team last night.
You know, the games now, the importance of the game is continues to get magnified as the season winds down. You see players that are competing hard. They're happy for each other when they have success. And I think you saw that in some of the emotion last night.
Continuing on with the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, I know me and Gazzola talked about it on the post game show. And that we saw a lot of tweets. We saw a lot of our listeners text in a statement game. So Dave Tippett was asked, was last night's game a statement game?
Well, every game you take a little bit out of it. I mean, that was an intense game. It was a physical game. You know, it's a good test for our team. The first part of the game, I thought we were competing hard. We just puck play was not very good, and just making plays under pressure to relieve some of that pressure, we turned it over too many times, and we battled hard to get it back and not give up much. But it you'd like to be a little cleaner, but that's the way the game goes sometimes. I like the way that, you know, when sometimes the game's not going your way and you feel like you're chasing a little bit, it's too easy to drop off. I like the way our guys stuck with it and got better as the game went on. And, you know, it wasn't just, I mean, you see Connor scores a highlight reel goal, but we had a lot of people compete really hard and push that game to our direction and in the third period. So, you know, it's one of those games, whether it's, I wouldn't put it a statement game, but your group learns that if it competes hard enough, we have a chance to win. And that's what we did last night.
Well, you know what, Dave? I thought it was a statement game, okay? What did you think, Oilers fans? Was that a statement game? I love that he stuck with it. I love that they pushed back when it got physical. I love that McDavid and Draisaitl engaged as well. And you saw what happened in the last 10 minutes. This team just stuck with it, and it paid off for them. And one last one here for you as Ethan Bear. Oh, man, he was excellent last night. Scored a goal his first of the season. But just the way he played defensively, he made like 4 or 5 plays in his own zone to get the puck out. He made some beautiful stretch passes. But here is the head coach on if Bear is getting back to to playing the way he did last season.
He's been going here pretty good for a while, and he's continuing to build his game. And I agree with you. He was a real strong player for us last night. In third period, we moved him up with Nurse, and he came up with a huge goal for us. But he was a real strong competitor last night. His game's rounding there, you know, just really coming, evolving to another level, which is it's a great time to do it. The home stretch here, we got to get everybody playing at the top level they can. And if he continues to push his game forward to new heights, he'll be a really, really good player for us.
That was the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, Dave Tippett. RNH practice today. They'll get an update tomorrow. If he's given the go-ahead, he will draw into the lineup. Juju Arcara feeling good today after leaving yesterday's game. And that's also good news. So we'll get more lineup notes and starting goaltenders tomorrow ahead of their game against Montreal Canadiens. Coming up next, who's sizzling, who's fizzling? Game cliche. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code Locked On for your 50% welcome bonus. The NHL is well underway, so don't sit on the sidelines anymore and get in on the action. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert. Last segment here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Just going to give you some numbers from yesterday's 4-1 win for the Edmonton Oilers. Like I said, on the back end, Ethan Bear plus 3, 20 minutes of ice time. He was spectacular. How about Darnell Nurse, 26-44, 7 shots on net, man. He was jumping in that plate. He looked really good last night. As for the forward group, McDavid, 27 minutes. Leon Draisaitl, 26-22. Obviously, that was going to happen. 7 minutes of that on the power play for the two big guys. And Kyra being out a minute in, you knew these guys were going to get a heavy workload. Lowest time on ice, and the only player under double digits was Joachim Nygaard at 8-14. But some other notable stats, Josh Archibald, 6 hits, also a plus 3, 1 block, 2 shots on goal. So he was a player that I know the stars of the game were Connor McDavid, Jesse Puljujärvi, Ethan Bear, but Archibald gets my 4th star. And then you can throw Mike Smith in there, who also was made 22 saves, 957 save percentage, and he held down the fort. He kept the game close. He didn't give up that second goal, that which would have been an absolute dagger for the Edmonton Oilers, and everybody playing well. I liked Cahoon once again. I thought he played well. Cassian showed some jam. He was getting feisty. He was getting in people's faces. He had that crazy look, that crazy smile. And if this guy can get going, it's only going to benefit the Oilers. Another guy, an unsung hero for me, and a guy that's a lock in the Oilers lineup, kind of like a Josh Archibald, Devin Shore. 5 hits on last night's game, 3 block shots, 1 takeaway, and 2 shots on goal. He also scored the empty netter, but he's been absolutely fantastic for the Oilers, and really nothing bad to see about any of the roster. So I thought everyone played well. And then when you look at the Montreal Canadiens, I know Dusty picked Josh Anderson as kind of the 38 star. He was a minus 3 and only 13.36 of ice time, so he fought it a bit, as did Jeff Petrie, also minus 3. But two talented guys that, you know, are going to bounce back for the Montreal Canadiens. All right, guys, one of the young guys playing some good hockey for the Edmonton Oilers. He has since last season in his late December call-up has been Kyler Yamamoto. He's been a lock on that second line right wing. He has 20 points in 42 games this season, 8 goals, 12 assists, but it's just his work ethic, his hustle. He can lay some hits out there as well. He's not afraid of the rough stuff. But here's Kyler Yamamoto, as he also met with the media earlier today.
It's like Ryan Nugent-Hopkins has a chance of returning to the lineup tomorrow. You guys are coming off what you guys called one of the most complete efforts on Saturday, and then you guys rose to the challenge yesterday. What can a guy like Ryan Nugent-Hopkins bring to the fold, especially given the way you guys are playing right now?
He brings a lot to the team. He's a smart player. Goes to those dirty areas. Shoot the puck, score. Make plays. So, he's just going to make our team that much better. And really looking forward to having him back in the lineup.
And looking back at yesterday, how enjoyable was that game? Because it looks like, with Bear's goal, there's a lot of emotion involved in Connor's goal, and then you guys kept on rolling, and it really looked like you guys were enjoying yourselves.
We were. It was a good team win. They were playing a good, solid game. Once we got that first goal, the boys started rolling, and after that, I think we showed that we're a dominant team once we get rolling.
Hey, Connor, for a smaller guy, it looks like you kind of like that physical play when things get rough and things get, I won't say dirty, but borderline that way. That seems to bring out the best in your game. Is that a fair observation?
That is. You know, I've done all throughout my life. You know, I love that physical, you know, aspect of the game. You know, wrestling when I grew up. So, you know, I love it. You know, it gets me into the game. And
there are going to be teams that are going to kind of hook and hold and grab you guys and try to make life difficult for you in general, especially guys like Connor and Leon, the more skilled guys. I just want to get a thought on how important it is not to get frustrated by that and kind of play beyond that, learn to kind of fight through that like you guys did in the third period.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. You know, when guys are hooking and holding, you know, you definitely don't like that on the ice, but you know, you just got to keep grinding. You know, just being able to play your game. You can't really let that get to your game, and you know, if it does, it's going to not make you play as well. So I think that if you just keep playing your game, it's going to be all right.
Yeah, along that vein, right? You don't see that game, Kyler. You don't get that game you saw last night with all that obstruction and teams really hunkering down on putting a stick on everyone. That's not early season hockey. It only tends to happen late in the season, right? Is it, do you have time to sort of play a few of those and be ready for what you're going to see in the playoffs? Because you expect that in the playoffs.
It's a good question. Yeah. You know, that was a playoff atmosphere right there. You know, hooking, holding, you know, we got to expect that coming into playoffs. So, you know, the more games we can get like that, you know, it's only going to help us in the playoffs.
What guy else, Kyler Yamamoto, a short answer kind of guy. went a little bit longer, but that was kind of the meat of the presser. So that's Kyler Yamamoto meeting with the media. We'll see if Nuge draws back in. If they're going to keep the top, that loaded top line and let Nuge and Yamamoto and Cahoon figure something out there. Remember, you got Kulikov coming as well, probably not till early next week, and McLeod probably mid next week as well. And we'll see how much time Kyra misses here as well. All right, guys, from last night's game, let's get to who's sizzling. I gotta go with Ethan Bear. I've been talking about him all podcast, and it was funny because earlier this year a lot of people were saying trade Ethan Bear and you know, leave him out of the lineup for Bouchard, and I just kept reminding you guys, like, this guy, remember what he did last year? He was probably their best defenseman as a very young guy, first year guy that kind of forced his way onto the team and was on the top pairing by the end of it. So there's a player there. Yeah, he, who knows what happened. Maybe he didn't come in 100%. Then he had the concussion. He had his early struggles, but every game he's getting better and better. And last night was his best game of the year, but he has to get my who's sizzling. Ties the game. Love the emotion on the goal. Plus three, two shots on net. He had one block in 20:09 of ice time. So he gets my who's sizzling. Who's fizzling? Ooh. I don't think I can pick anyone right now, can you? I truly don't. I mean, who are you going to pick? I'm not going to pick on Joachim Nygaard. He only got 8 minutes, but I thought in those 8 minutes, he did some good things. He had two shots on net, but not a guy that plays special teams. So in that sense, it's you can't really go with anyone. If I had to pick someone, probably go with Montreal. And I already mentioned them, and Anderson and Jeff Petrie, both -3 on the night. They struggled a bit. They fought it a bit. I know Anderson left the game for a bit with some sort of injury. I know he took a high stick as well. So I usually don't give it to the other team, and there's really no one on the orders you can pick, so it's gotta be those two guys on the Montreal Canadiens. And how about your game cliche?
It was a lot of fun, obviously.
Let's hear that again.
It was a lot of fun, obviously.
Was that Zach Cassian? Maybe that was a lot of fun, man. I can't imagine being in that game. Imagine being in the arena for that game. Holy smokes, there would have been a party in the hall there at Rogers' place. There would have been a party on the streets after, people heading the bars. If we were in normal times, and as media and fans and all that, that was a very fun game. So I got to agree with that game cliche for sure. The Edmonton Oilers coming off a 4-1 win. Very impressive. We'll see if they can do it again tomorrow. I said it earlier. This team is going to the playoffs. Now it's all about positioning and improving in their game in every aspect. There's always room for improvement. You saw the power play struggle a bit yesterday. They went 0-4. You missed Nuge there. Definitely, he's a big part of that. The PK was good, but this team's going to keep working hard to get better and better in every aspect of the game as they head towards the playoffs. Not many games left for the Edmonton Oilers. 11 games left, and I don't see them blowing this. It would take something spectacular, but definitely fun times here in Edmonton, and it's going to be great. The North Division playoffs, the first two rounds are going to be unreal. All right, guys, hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man. What's your level of excitement? I want to hear from you. Let me know on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For my producer, Juanito, this has been the Locked On Oilers podcast. I am Hernan, the man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the rest of this sunny Tuesday. We'll chat tomorrow.